Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
But think about it, that we got to quit being the Holy Spirit Junior, as if you can. That there's no baby Holy Spirit, junior Holy Spirit, you know, teenage Holy Spirit, adult Holy Spirit. There's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. And I mean, think about the role of the Holy Spirit. Let me just, what happens is when Jesus went to go be with the Father and sit at his right hand, immediately, remember, he told them to hang out in Jerusalem in the upper room to wait for the empowerment that would come by his Spirit. And so that's when the church was born, when he made it to heaven and he put his own blood on the mercy seat and he sat at the right hand of the Father, that all of a sudden it was like, bam, you know, the Holy Spirit comes in like tongues of fire and just roaring, and they begin to speak with other languages, with other people. It was just a powerful, you know, move of God. And that was the birth. The Holy Spirit came to the earth and was poured out upon those who believe. And it's the Holy Spirit that directs us. Not, you know, a lot of people blame things on the Holy Spirit. That's just people that are manipulative. I'm talking about the Spirit of God, the fear of the Lord. I'm thinking about a couple things, and I'll make sure this is available on the VFN TV blog. But I'm just going to, there's a couple key things I'm just talking about with the role of the Holy Spirit. And this is the key. Once you realize the role of the Holy Spirit is, you may find out, my goodness, I've been turning to men for these roles. Or also, you might find out you've been trying to play these roles when you should have just kicked back and let God deal with them. Because people will look at you that are religious and they'll say, you need to go do such and such and so and so. You say, you don't understand. The only person who can convict of sin is the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You know? But this is what the role of the Holy Spirit is. We have to understand some of the role of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our counselor. Think about it. He's the one that counsels us. John 14:26. And I'm not going to read the scriptures, but make sure they're up beside each of these on the VFN TV blog. You can hear them. Go to VFNTV.com. And click on the blog. I'm just going to read off real quick, like there's so many of them. The Holy Spirit, the scriptural reference for each one of these. The Holy Spirit teaches us all things. The Holy Spirit will teach us what to say at the very time we need to say it, and that very certain thing. These are different things the Holy Spirit does. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit reminds us of everything that Jesus said. Think about it. The Holy Spirit enables us to hear the voice of God. The Holy Spirit leads us. The Holy Spirit gives us power to deal with the demonic oppressions. The Holy Spirit will control us if we will allow him to lead us. He will help us with self-control of the Spirit, mm-hmm. which, you know, is very important. The Holy Spirit knows what God is thinking. Think about it. He knows the thoughts of God. Wow. Is that powerful? Yeah. Somebody says, well, I don't know how you can just be the church. Well, first of all, we have to understand China did it. God led it. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit built it through men, and it's the largest aspect of the church in the world.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, hello, America. Wake up. We've got to deal with our pride. We've got to get out of these boxes. We've got to get God out of the box. But, you know, but if we don't have no fear of God, I can tell you, you need a fence. You can't do this if you have no fear of God. And we need a fear of the Lord, because the fear of the Lord causes us to desire to obey God mm-hmm. and to make things right with him. But also, the Holy Spirit can be grieved by our actions and words towards each other. The Holy Spirit leads us into worship. The Holy Spirit enables us to discern what's right and wrong, right spirits and wrong spirit. Even those who are not believers, we can tell by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit convicts people of sin. The Holy Spirit convicts people of righteousness. The Holy Spirit convicts people of judgment. The Holy Spirit can pray what we need or needs to be prayed at times we just don't even know how to pray, because he knows the thoughts of God. The Holy Spirit leads at prophecy. The Holy Spirit gives the power to preach. The Holy Spirit testifies to us the things of God. The Holy Spirit Spirit's gifts are distributed by God's will under the leadership of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit washes us and will wash others for rebirth and renewal when God saves us. And when others are saved, the Holy Spirit guards us. The Holy Spirit is in believers. The Holy Spirit produces righteousness, peace, and joy in our life. The Holy Spirit works with our conscience to guide us through promptings and convictions and the directions. This is amazing.
Yeah, this is awesome.
So I don't believe in the Spirit of God. You, listen, you can say a lot of things, but don't talk about the Spirit of God.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is the conduit for God's love for us and to others. The Holy Spirit has been given to us as a gift from God. The Holy Spirit will identify and make individual overseers. Let me say this again. The Holy Spirit will identify and make individuals, people, overseers and shepherds of God's people and give them the power, the anointing to be able to do it. The Holy Spirit will warn us of possible danger. The Holy Spirit may come upon someone. The Holy Spirit may come upon someone when they lay hands on them and they begin to speak with other tongues or prophesy. The Holy Spirit will prevent us from going places or doing certain things. You know, he talks about the Holy Spirit compelled me to go, or the Holy Spirit prevented me from going. The Holy Spirit will give peace and confirmation when it comes to knowing what instructions and directions to give the church or certain believers for events and things that are taking place. The Holy Spirit is in someone's life and heart, and it shows us that God has accepted us. The Holy Spirit will tell you who to set apart for certain works when taking the attitude of worship and seeking God for a direction during fasting and prayer. The Holy Spirit may even choose to fill believing individuals while you're speaking and teaching as a sign and as a wonder, totally without you doing anything. The Holy Spirit empowers us to go around doing good and healing all the oppressed by the devil. The Holy Spirit strengthens, encourages, and gives peace to the church, the body of believers. Think about this. The Holy Spirit can be resisted. He moves by permission and by the person's desire to have him move in their life and situation. That's why you're seeing a lot of restraint going on. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And speaking against the Holy Spirit and his work can have eternal, fatal consequences. And each of these have a scriptural reference. You can put them there. You got to understand that when you understand the role of the Holy Spirit, and we'll talk in the future about the control, how in control is God.
Mm-hmm.
But when you understand that the role of the Holy Spirit is just like, you know, we just got to back off and let God be God. We have to just listen to him.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The eyes of the world are watching. With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Christians ought to live what we believe, but that's not always the case in our marriages. Here's Francis Chan with an observation about letting God's power shine in our relationships.
Look at the average, you know, married Christian couple. I mean, how is it supernatural? I could probably show you plenty of unbelieving couples that are just as happy, just as loving towards their kids, but they're not seeing the supernatural works of the Holy Spirit, and that's what's undeniable. And when they see that, then they're more apt to listen to your message.
Maybe Francis Chan's words are a bit challenging for you. There's no doubt that God designed marriage to be a showcase for his power and his love at work. You'll find encouragement to have a thriving relationship at focusonthefamily.com/marriage.
It's just amazing what's taking place. But listen to this, the author of The Game Plan.
Yeah.
The Game Plan, which is Kevin Freeman. Kevin Freeman talking about, well, this is what we're believing for, is a third great awakening. A third great awakening in America, but this is the key to it. Listen up.
If we lose everything, it's okay as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God, we repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth, we won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm telling you, you know what, Pat? It is just such a pleasure to come every morning and to be able to encourage all of our listeners. You know, we hear so many voices mm-hmm. that are just constantly telling us, you know, reality potentially, you know, mm-hmm. and some of it's not.
Right.
And, but they don't, there's no reprieve. There's no Selah. It's like, yeah, but God, you know, I mean, even David would talk about, you know, all these things, but then he would go Selah, you know, mm-hmm. pause for a moment and think. And then he goes, but God.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some, you know, of us that have a tendency to just go, you know, I'm not going to look at reality. Mm-hmm. You know, while reality is hitting him in the face, right? It's like, do you see that bug on your windshield? That's reality. But God, right?
Right, exactly.
It's totally awesome. So I encourage you this morning, you know, no matter what you're facing, no matter what's coming your way, I mean, don't hide from the reality. Abraham faced the facts. I mean, he looked at the reality, but didn't mean he didn't have faith if he looked at the facts. It just meant, despite everything that he saw, he didn't waver in his unbelief that God was able to do what he said he could do. You know, God is just looking for us just to believe him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he says to Galatians, he says, do I do all this amongst you because you obey some law or because you believe?
Right.
You know, like with Joyce Meyer, she says, we have a whole big church of unbelieving believers.
That's a contradiction.
Yeah, it actually is. It's a nullified contradiction, isn't it? You know, and so I want to encourage you, just believe that, you know, God's plans are good towards you today. You know, believe that he has plans to bless you and to prosper you, to make you a sign and a wonder right now in the midst of all this dark times and things that are going, that it'll be like Goshen, you know, where God's prepared a place for you. Even though you may be living in the same address, you may be having the same job, you know, somehow, you know, God is just going to take care of you. Mm-hmm. And that's, you're going to be a sign. So you need to be ready. And that's what VFN Radio is about, and VFN TV and the VFN family. So prepare you to be ready, you know, when they start asking the question, you know, how come you have such peace in the midst of all this? And how come you have a light just shining? You know, it seems to be glowing on your home or your family or your situation or what you're going through. And be ready to tell them that it's God, you know, that God, his hand is upon you, and that, yeah, you go through things as well. But even sometimes we're going through things and then the light's not necessarily shining, you know, on our homes or our jobs or situations, but still we have peace in the midst of all that. And it's just really strange to an unbeliever to see somebody that's actually in the same food line, or somebody that's in the same unemployment situation, or the same, you know, they went through a divorce or they went through the situation, and yet you're just sitting there just kind of peaceful and joyful. You know, I'll never forget, you know, when I left my job with the sheriff's department. You know, I left because God was calling me out, but my perspective of leaving mm-hmm. was that I needed to have more income.